Mr. Barnes. He's my hero. Once again, welcome to Barnes' podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This is for Chapter 3 of To Kill a Mockingbird. I'd like to draw your attention to the opening scene of how Scout has Walter Cunningham's nose in the dirt. One of the main important key points of this chapter is when Scout says, "You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view." And points of views, willful blindness, blind spots, glasses, secrets, and hidden things are all major issues that will be dealt with in the next few chapters. Once again, if you would write this down, it'd be very important for you. Willful blindness, blind spots, glasses, secrets, and hidden things. Willful blindness, meaning that they know something bad's going on, but they're turning their head. They're not seeing what they know they should be seeing on purpose. So Scout has Walter Cunningham down, in a way beating him up, showing her masculine side and her tomboyishness. And Jim comes by and accuses her of, you know, picking on him on purpose. And they decide to invite him back to the house for dinner. He goes back there, and she can't seem to see things from his point of view. He walks in, and he has syrup on all his food, on his meat, everything, syrup over everything. And she finds this weird, but to him, he doesn't get sugar. He doesn't get that. It's a necessity he doesn't have. So when he just sees it, he asks for more and more and more until he has everything covered in syrup to exemplify his impoverished state of living. And she can't understand this or seem to see things from his point of view. And she complains about it and then gets scolded by Calpurnia and Atticus when doing so. Calpurnia is a key component of this chapter. Notice the characterization of her, how information about her character is and her place in the family sheds light on Atticus's belief about race, which once again would go for prejudice or courage. Atticus's belief on race and having Calpurnia in the family, regardless of what the town members think. Also think about the narrative technique of Scout, how she keeps talking about the Radley place, even though it's more of a memory and it's not as prevalent in the chapter as it should be. She still keeps it in your mind, which will be important for the first half of the book. Think about blind spots that she may have, blind spots Atticus may have, how growing up affects blindness or blindness affects growing up, either way around. Think about Miss Caroline, the teacher, how what blind spots she may have towards the students and which ones and why. And thinking about the style of the chapter as a whole. Now for courage, you have the racist issues of Atticus and Calpurnia, how he keeps her around. That's a courage issue and a prejudice issue. You have the poverty issue as well for the prejudice one. For courage, you have the courage of Scout to have someone strange in her house and the courage to speak her mind at the table when she knows that not everyone agrees with her. You have the courage of Atticus to keep Calpurnia around, regardless of the townspeople's views. You have the courage of Jem to stand up and associate with his sister, even though he made it clear he didn't want to associate with her earlier on. And for growing up, you have the viewing things from different people's eyes and the realization of blind spots. If you have any questions, please once again call the number on the right side of the screen at drew5092.podomatic.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a number. Call that if you have any questions, and I can then respond to you on this podcast. Thank you, and tune in for Chapter 4.